Technical 1 at 300 words per minute. Copyright courtreportinghelp.com. Ready? I understand that you are a repair technician for Siemens Hearing Instrument, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. I assemble and repair hearing aids.
How many years of experience do you have doing that?
I have a total of 7 years of experience working in the hearing aid industry.
Is all of that experience with Siemens?
No, sir, I used to live in New Jersey. I worked for Oticon for 2 years. When I moved to Houston, I got hired to work at Siemens. I've been there for 5 years now.
Just briefly give me a broad overview of what your job at Siemens entails. Can you do that?
Yes, I can. In the repair department, I work as a line leader. My job is to take the aids that have been sent in for repair and diagnose what the problem is.
You do not actually repair the aids?
I used to be a wirer. That's the position that actually repairs the hearing aid. I tell the wirers what's wrong with the aid and they fix it. I also do repairs when we are backed up with too much work.
And I suppose that when a wirer cannot get a hearing aid to work right, he or she will ask you for help. Is that right?
Yes, casers will also sometimes ask me for help with the more powerful aids because they are more difficult to eliminate the feedback.
Right, we'll get into the casing aspect of the process in a moment. For now, let's just stick to the wiring.
Okay.
If you would, please tell me what steps you go through when you are diagnosing an aid that has been sent in for repair.
First, I check the paperwork to compare the serial number stamped on the hearing aid to the serial number on the paperwork.
That's to make sure you have the right hearing aid?
Yes, sometimes the aids get mixed up. You don't want to send someone else's aid.
Okay, what's next in the process?
Next, I would read the device history report on that aid to see if it has ever been in for repair before so I can determine if it will be a warranty job.
That means the repair would be done for free?
Usually, yes. Then I would read whatever the complaint was. That makes it easier to diagnose the problem.
That way you can eliminate some steps in the diagnosis before you start, right?
Yes, once I read the complaint, I begin checking the aid externally. For instance, if the complaint is that the aid is dead, I would insert a battery pill and listen to make sure it is completely dead.
It may just be so weak that the patient cannot hear anything and perceives it as dead, right?
Yes, sir, that's right. If the aid is completely dead, the first thing I do is look for a wax clog.
By wax, you mean earwax?
Right, cerumen. I look into the receiver tube to see if it has a plug of wax in it. If it does, I tell the wirer to clean out the wax. That usually solves the problem.
If it does not have a wax clog in the receiver tube, then what do you do?
I check to see if the microphone is clogged with anything. It usually won't have wax in it because it is located on the outside of the aid, but a lot of times it is clogged with hairspray.
Hairspray?
Yes, the patient will spray their hair and the spray will go into the microphone and dry in the screen. When that happens, the aid appears to go dead.